Councillor Nkele Malapo, she has started her involvement in politics in 2002, where she was elected as president of the SRC. So it started way back there in high school. I remember that, having a SRC at school. And she holds a degree in journalism and marketing management. She's also a former member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature and has served on education portfolio from 2019 to 2020, a lover of life and an advocate for equality. Great to have you in studio. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you in studio. We love to talk about topics that is really difficult to talk about sometimes, and we think that local government is doing nothing about. But this is what exactly Tshwane Unplugged is about. It's about educating the community, what is being done, what can be done, and how the community also can take hands with local government and say, I've got time, I have the resources, I can also step in. I just want to remind our listeners, if you want to send through questions to Councillor Nkele Malapo, you can do so. But I'm going to ask a few questions first. And my first question goes to you. It's about the role and the functions of Section 79 Community Safety Committee in the city of Tshwane. What is the role and what is the functions that is played in your portfolio at the city?
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me, and good morning to the listeners once again. So oversight committees and standing committees are committees of council. This basically means that we report directly to council as opposed to the executive, that's the side where there's the mayor and MMCs. We are actually on the side where there's a speaker, the chair of chairs, and we exercise oversight on the work of the executive. Our roles and functions basically is just to hold, in simple terms, to hold executive to account, to make sure that the executive does that which they are supposed to do in their departments. So you can call us the watchmen of sorts.
Well, it's nice to know that. It's nice to know that there's accountability. It's not just a matter of committees saying that they're going to do certain things, or there's divisions of our city saying that they've got budget allocated for, but it's not being used for it, or there's no deadlines for the use of it, or whatever it may be, that there is accountability for that. And that's the role that your community or your community safety committee play in the city of Tshwane. Well, we know that safety and security lie at the heart of prosperity in any nation. Any nation. That obviously includes South Africa. And citizens want to feel safe. They want to feel protected from risk. They want to feel safe from injury. They want to feel secure from any kind of danger or threats. But today's security is challenged in so many aspects of daily lives. And trust in institution should keep us safe. But that trust is now at potentially an all-time low.
Yeah.
So my question on that statement is, what is the safety and security measures that is being put in place, already is in place, to keep citizens safe and secure in our city of Tshwane?
Yeah. All right. So firstly, what I need the listeners to understand is that the mandate for the SAPS lies with the province and national. We don't have it at our level. What we have at this level is the Tshwane Metropolis Service. And what their mandate is very limited. It's actually by law enforcement, it's traffic fines and crime prevention. We don't have the mandate to prosecute and all of that. So now going to what we do is that, now, like I said, I am in the oversight section. Basically, I do not implement anything. I report to council. I chair a committee that takes resolutions, and then we take them to council. Once council approves, then the department must go and implement. But the measures that are in place is we have a bylaw enforcement unit in the city of Tshwane. We have the drug unit. We have the traffic fines unit. We've got the municipal courts. So there's quite a number of things. But mine, where I come in as the chairperson of oversight committee, is to hold the department accountable. It is the department that eventually must go and implement.
Well, there's lots that needs implementing, and we know that if we look at just the drug abuse that's happening in the city of Tshwane, unfortunately, drug abuse is often accompanied with devastating social impacts that affects life in communities. And at least 15% of South Africans are said to have a drug problem. And that is a number that unfortunately is expected to rise. So what interventions are being implemented to address the supply of drugs within the city of Tshwane?
All right. So I'm going to speak out of a committee meeting, and hopefully I don't get into trouble for doing it.
Raj Pillay is over here, so he has your back, I think.
but I'm excited. Just yesterday, I chaired my committee for the month, my meeting for the month, and one of the things that the reports that we're dealing with was the drug unit report. And let me tell you, I we are not where we want to be, but I am very positive because, one, earlier this month, there were reports, and it was everywhere. It was carried by The Record. It was on Jacaranda. It was carried by Power FM. It was everywhere. We had a major drug bust
in
Hartsfontein.
Mm-hmm.
We seized the Tshwane Metro Police seized drugs that are worth millions of rands. But now here's a spanner in the works. Once the drug bust is done like that, they must then hand over to the SAPS. And that is where we don't have jurisdiction over.
Are you talking about the drugs that need to be handed over?
They have. So once you do the busting,
mm-hmm.
because we don't have the powers to prosecute,
okay,
we hand over to SAPS. The investigations will be done at that level and the prosecution and whatever. So on our level, I'm very happy with the work that the Tshwane Metro Police are doing, even though it's not, 100%, but they are trying. They are trying. We see their work every day. But just to go back, because it's just a number of things and my mind runs everywhere, just to go back to the issue of drugs. There is an awareness campaign, and it was contained in the report, and that is why I started by saying I'm going to speak outside of the committee meeting. There is an awareness campaign that's going to go the citywide, and we have that unit that at some point I felt we needed to scrap and do away with. But my feelings have changed after, the progress that I've seen over the past few months to say, they're doing the drug busts. And now we've made resolutions to say, recommendations rather, to say we must now focus in the CBD, the sunny side, because now that is where the biggest problem is. And the townships, So we are going now in the... Once the recommendations get approved by council, we're going to see now, more of these things, the drug busts happening in more areas. And hopefully, because one of the recommendations is that we must now go for the drug lords and not just for the users, the middlemen. We want the drug lords. So the warehouse, the labs, that's what we are targeting now. And I'm a bit positive. I am a bit positive that we are eventually getting where we should be.
Moving in the right direction.
Moving in the right direction.
Wonderful. So that is the drug aspect of the portfolio that you are overseeing to make sure that things are working and moving in the right direction, like you just said. But when it comes to vandalization,
Yeah. Wow,
there's critical infrastructure such as water and electricity. I'm just thinking just with cable theft, where there's vandalization over there. What initiatives are being implemented to address those challenges?
All right. So again, I'm going to speak outside of the committee meeting. We had the MMC yesterday. And one of the things that are exciting me about what is coming, not what is there yet. I will get to what is there. What is coming is that there is a study tour that's going to happen in Cape Town, going to Cape Town, and going to look at how we can digitize the whole issue of reporting these incidents and, putting in preventative measures digitally, where you can just log into an app or the phone when you see somebody suspicious, thinking that they would do something suspicious on our critical infrastructure, you are able to then report it right there and there. But what is currently there, because now that is the future, that is what we are planning to do. What is currently there is that there is a hotline that people can use to report, but also we have security. We have security that is stationed. We've got security guards that are stationed at, you know, where our reservoirs are, where our power substations are, you know, where municipal offices are. We have. It is unfortunate. It is unfortunate that at this point we will have criminals that would outsmart them and outwit them. But from the city and us trying to prevent crime, there's efforts and there's more work that's being put into making sure that we intensify our efforts and we eventually get to a point where we are 100% crime free. It is a bit ambitious, but it's something that we are working towards.
It's not impossible, that's for sure.
Yeah.
October is Transport Month, and you know what it's like in December. A lot of holiday makers decide that they want to drive to their holiday destination. So that means that initiatives would need to be put into place to mitigate the situation of dangerous driving and lowering the accident and death rates on the roads, especially during the December period.
Yeah. So what happens is that during the Easter and December period, there is an intensified road safety campaigns that happen. And I just mentioned Easter as well, because even during that period, we get fatalities. Now, what is going to happen is that you are going to see more traffic officers on the road testing for alcohol. You are going to see more traffic officers on the road checking the vehicles if they are roadworthy, wanting driver's license and all of that. This is going to be launched very soon. We are going to go with the MMC. We're going to launch December road safety awareness campaign, and you are going to be seeing now in almost every corner of the main arterial roads more police on the road, basically doing what they need to do to make sure that our roads are safe. Do not drink and drive, please.
Is there also going to be some kind of awareness when it comes to campaigns on road safety? Is your car roadworthy? So people can know exactly what they need to check before they take on the roads, especially for those long distances.
There is. There currently is from the net. The national traffic abbreviations.
Yes.
Yeah, the acronyms. There is currently from the National Traffic Police, but also on our side as the Tshwane Metropolis, there is initiatives, you know, that there's roadshows. We call them roadshows. There is roadshows where basically we are saying you must do the 360 check of your car. You must check the tires and, you know, your pedals, you know, your fuel, water, oil, everything before you even get into the car. And if you get stopped by a police officer, please do comply. They're just doing their work.
The Tshwane Unplugged discussion, where, you know, this initiative has been going for a couple of weeks now, and the city is wanting to connect with the community, and by doing so through the form of education, informing, and getting you also to ask questions if you have any questions for our representatives of the city of Tshwane. If you've just tuned in now in the studio, I have Councillor Nkele Malapo, who is the chairperson of Section 79 Community Safety Committee. I also have Dr. Raj Pillay, who is group head. And he is here week in and week out. So I just want to give you another reminder. If you've never heard about this series, who Dr. Raj Pillay is, he is the subject matter expert in audit, risk and governance. And he has worked in both the private sector and the public sector. And he has had the privilege of serving 5 mayors. He is now group head in the office that is, due to now him going into a more political role in the city of Tshwane, and he has completed PhD in smart cities. So my question for our group head, Dr. Raj Pillay, first of all, let me just paint a picture over here. One of the objectives of the local government in terms of Section 152E of the Constitution is to encourage the involvement of communities and community organizations in matters of local government. And that is exactly what we've been doing week in and week out as we continue to do so today. So my question for you for today is, what are the plans around involving and mobilizing the community in order to combat crime?
Good morning, Birgitta, and good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to your listeners out there. It's good to be back at Impact once again on this Wednesday morning. I think firstly, we need to look at our communication mechanisms to and from the city. One needs to communicate with the city. So as a resident, if you find issues of crime or crime hotspots, let's report that. There are crime hotlines that have been set up by the city of Tshwane. Those numbers, Vikita, are 080-874-9263. So do use those hotlines to communicate to the city and share that. However, we can go a step further. The city of Tshwane is divided into seven regions, and we have 107 wards in the city of Tshwane and 214 councillors. And, you know, Birgitta, and we ask the question often, do you know the name and the mobile number of your ward councillor? Those are elected representatives, elected by the communities they serve to represent them in council. And it's important that the residents do communicate with their ward councillors, and what's coming up pretty soon in the next quarter will be the establishment of ward committees. So those committees will operate in each ward, and they will be focused areas, and we would look at also performance in those wards and how they're performing with key objectives in mind. So they will meet, there will be elected representatives that sit on the committees looking at each ward demarcated within the city of Tshwane, and there will be legislated structures. And we passed the bylaw last week in council, and in the next quarter it will be established. So that's a huge step forward. The city of Tshwane did not have ward committees in two political terms. And I must commend this leadership that's currently there. We're bold and courageous to take that step, and we passed the bylaw last week in council, and it's now established. In the next quarter, we will be rolling out ward committees, which is a huge step forward. That communication line between the residents and the city will be those ward committees and establishment of those ward committees. So I want to encourage listeners out there in the city of Tshwane to firstly get involved. Know your ward councillors. Know the communication mechanisms between communities and the city, which is firstly your hotline, secondly your ward councillor, and lastly the ward committees that will be established in those communities. And I want to encourage you to get involved in those ward committees. Start understanding how local government functions within a ward setup. And that's how we make a difference. Let's make a difference, as they say, in our wards, and then culminating into a difference in the city.
Dr. Raj Pillay, I want to take it back two steps. So you asked a question, do you know your representative in your ward? First question is, how do I even figure out what ward I'm in? Because you normally only know that when you're going to go and do elections, votes for either local or national elections. And that is basically just told to you, that because you're on that list to go and vote over there. So the first question is, how do I figure out the ward that I'm in? And the second question is, how do I find out who my representative in that ward is, as a way to communicate things that you'd like to be addressed on a local government matter?
Thanks, Birgitta. I think that's a very important question. And how many other listeners out there feels the very same? I think and let me simplify it to you and the listeners. I did indicate that there are seven regions. The city of Tshwane is demarcated within seven regions, and that's the makeup of the city. Within the seven regions, there are 107 wards. Now, for example, right now where we're sitting in your studio, this area, if I can maybe say Menland, belongs to a specific ward. So when elections are held, we elect out of this ward a ward councillor to represent this ward. And there is an elective ward councillor. We, as the city of Tshwane, has the list of all ward councillors in all 107 regions. And over and above that, the way it's set up, we have then PR councillors. They're called public party representative councillors. And out of that, you will then get the establishment of the ward committee. So for us, it's quite important that you understand that information is readily available. What we will also do from my office is have a list of that for you. Is to say, if you live in Centurion, you live in that specific area, this is what ward, and you get a number attached to the ward, and you will then be told it's Begita who's your ward councillor. So that information we'll put through to you and your listeners and communicate that. It's readily available. We had elections and that information is available. And if there are any changes, should a councillor leave or pass on or for some reason move on to provincial or national government, then what we do have, we then have to have by-elections. So you would see time after time, you would see posters up in your wards, and you probably wonder as a resident, as a listener, what is going on?
Oh, why is that poster there? We're not even voting.
We're not voting, but you're doing that because the ward councillor has now either retired, has he moved on to other greener pastures, and that's why we call that process by-elections. And it's important that we also understand by-elections, because what we found is voter turnouts at by-elections, Chairperson, is not as high as you would have, because you as a resident, you don't know, wait a minute, we need to go and vote. Mm. So it's important that you're in touch with your community and that you stay in touch. And then we from our office, Begita, in the next, hour, we'd have that information sent out to Impact Radio and we'll have it flighted. First, let's start with the seven regions. Let's list the regions. Let's move on. Within the regions, let's plot our wards. Within the wards, let's plot our names and contact numbers of our ward councillors. And let's use that mechanism to communicate effectively. And also, you have the contact number of the chairperson who's doing oversight. So if you have a concern on what's being done on the executive side, please reach out to the chairperson. She's there to lead her team in conducting effective oversight and ultimately leading to effective governance in the city of Tshwane.
So many positive things coming out of these discussions, effectiveness, accountability, moving in the right direction. To end off today's Unplugged, Tshwane Unplugged session, I have a question for Councillor Nkele Malapo, who is the chairperson of Section 79 Community Safety Committee. Your biggest impact that you want to make in your role over the next, let's say, 12 months. I mean, you are so positive. You've spoken about having hope for initiatives that are already in place. You've seen how things that are already in place are being effective, and we are moving in the direction that we should be going, even though it's slow, but it is going and there is hope for our citizens of Tshwane. What is your biggest impact? When you say you're finished with this role as chairperson, you want to move on to maybe a more provincial role or maybe eventually going into provincial, who knows, national, provincial, who knows. But this role that you're at, when you leave, what is the biggest thing that you want to be able to say when you look back in your term?
All right, so I'm a mother of three beautiful kids, very young. The oldest is 14, the youngest is 2. So what drives me more than anything, and what makes me wake up even when it's, I feel like I can't, to go and chair the committee meeting, read reports and look at how we pass recommendations that would assist in getting the department to do what they need to do, is that I envisage a Pretoria, because I'm now in Tshwane, and ultimately a country where we have zero crime, if possible. So the impact that I want in the short term, obviously, is empower the police, the officials, the men in uniform, to be able to do their work so that we as residents are able to then benefit from the work that they do. And the first thing that we are doing right now is to make sure that they have resources, they have vehicles, they've got staff, they've got tools of trade That is the report that we are dealing, the reports that we are dealing with. As soon as they've got the vehicles, they've got the tools of trade, you know, they are empowered to do their work, then they will start now be more effective in the work that they do. And ultimately, our country and our city will be crime-free. So in the short term is to make to see the Tshwane being crime being reduced in Tshwane, because crime-free is a bit ambitious at this point.
Ambitious, but not impossible.
Not
everybody
impossible.
Works together in order to work towards that goal in making it happen. Thank you so much once again to Councillor Mkele Malapo as well as Dr. Raj Pillay for being in studio for this week's Tshwane Unplugged.